Hey there, sports history fan. Arnie Chapman here from the Sports History Network. Now, before you jump into this episode, I wanted to share with you an exciting giveaway we have going on with Home Field Apparel. We have a digital $50 gift card to homefieldapparel.com for one lucky fan of the Sports History Network. All you got to do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways to sign up. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways.
Welcome to Football is Family, a podcast dedicated to the fan and fan experience. My name is Jeremy McFarland, and I want to look at the positives behind what makes football so enjoyable to watch and follow. I want to know why you are a fan of your team, of a player, or an era of football. Whether the pros, college, or high school, I want to hear and share your stories and your love for the game. If you want to be part of this podcast, please message me on Twitter at Jeremy_McFarland or on Facebook at the Football is Family Facebook page.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
I'd like to welcome everybody back to the Football is Family podcast. And I've got a special show today. I've enjoyed, this will make, I believe, 66 episodes that I've had the blessing of doing, and chance of doing, and I've enjoyed every bit of it. I've had some great guests, and a lot of talented people have been on here, authors and fans and such, but I've had one guy that I wanted to have back on here because of a different type of talent. It's Alberto Carrizal, Mr. Oiler himself. He was on episode number 63, Mr. Oiler, like I said. And Mr. Alberto is not only a fan of the Oilers, you know, the current Titans, but he is a songwriter. Didn't know it. And he sent me, before I got to talk to him, he sent me to his YouTube page. And I'm going to include the link to his YouTube page, Sentimental Blue, in the show notes. And I encourage you to go and listen to these songs and watch them. There's four songs actually mentioned here, and that I'm going to put back to back to back to back. So I'm not going to put any space between them in the sense of me talking. I'm going to let them play out. I don't know exactly how this is going to work. I'm not computer literate. My son, my daughters are. I am just here, and I'm just glad that things work. But I want to point out something here. I grew up in Tennessee. I live in Tennessee right now. It's where I've spent the majority of my life. I lived in Arkansas, Kentucky, Alabama, and Georgia. But I'm a Tennessean by birth and Tennessean, Lord willing, by death as well. I know exactly this state back and forth. I've been to all parts of it. I feel for this state. This state is my home. Mr. Alberto is a Texan through and through. And his songs, there's four of them. The first one that we're going to be playing is called Columbia Blues. The second one is This is Texas Freedom Force. The third is Sentimental Blue. And the fourth is No Texan Left Behind. And I'll put, like I said, I'll put the notes in the show notes. I'll put this in the show notes. He talks about in his songs some amazing historical facts, but also how he feels and how he felt when the Oilers left Tennessee, or left Houston to come to Tennessee. And some of them are like, you'll hear some of the remarks in it about the Oilers leaving to come to Tennessee, and you'll see how he feels about it. But you also see how he feels about Texans. I respect it. In fact, I told him when I was growing up, some of my memories that I have of going to my granny's house, her farm there on Gardner's Creek in Dixon, Tennessee, and pulling up, and she had a little radio tuned to 95.5. It was country in the 80s. It was George Strait, George Jones, Waylon Jennings. That type of country really comes forth in these songs. And I just think that it's an amazing way of how he does that. Also, he brings something in that I really have gotten to love in the last few years, and that's blues. I've been to Memphis several times, and you go down Bill Street and you hear W.C. Handy, you see B.B. King, some of the great Muddy Waters, some of the great blues singers and blues music that if you walk up and down Bill Street, this is what you hear. He does that in Columbia Blues. I mean, he's a very talented writer. I encourage you to go and like his page. Again, it's called Sentimental Blues. I'll put a link on my show notes. I have permission to play these songs. I encourage you to listen to them. I've listened to these songs probably 10 or 15 times a piece. I've enjoyed every bit of it. His name is Alberto Carrizal, a very talented guy, very good guy, very nice guy. I've enjoyed talking with him, and I keep in contact with him thanks to Twitter. But I encourage you to go and listen to him. You have the football part. We talked about the football part a couple, 3 weeks ago. This is the family part. Music is so, so important. I've been encouraging my kids. I say one thing that if I were to go today, my kids know who Dave Matthews is. I feel like I have been successful, and they can sing his music. I feel like I've been successful. I'm very happy about that. This is some more good music, and I encourage you to listen to it. Thank you again for listening to Football's Family. The first song you'll hear is called Columbia Blues. The second one is This is Texas Freedom Force. The third is Sentimental Blue. And the fourth is No Texan Left Behind.
I was born in the Bayou City back in 1969. Yeah, I was born in the Bayou City. 69. Raised on a welder's salary, where my daddy worked down Highway 225. You know I rooted for them Rockets. Oh, I love me some Astros too. or a band of brothers whose days were numbered, but it didn't really matter to them. You see, freedom has a price for those who recognize that it can be taken, even forsaken. God help us in those times. This is Texas Freedom Force. This is Texas Freedom Force. Midnight Rider. Freedom Fighter. This is Texas Freedom Force. This is Texas Freedom Force. Hellbent Hellraiser. Liberty Chaser. The rally cry for a band of brothers whose days were numbered. God rest their beautiful souls. You see, they paid the price. It was a sacrifice. Lives were taken, even forsaken, but it didn't have to be this way. This is Texas Freedom Force. This is Texas Freedom Force. Midnight Rider. Freedom Fighter. This is Texas Freedom Force. This is Texas Freedom Force. Hellbent Hellraiser. Liberty Chaser.
Kept on believing we'd push on through. someone cried out, turn out the light, the party's over, all good things come to an end, call it a night, the party's over. Won't someone please wait, I didn't have a say, can't help but wonder why. Bring back the Oilers, the pride of Columbia Blue. Bring back the Oilers, they help carry me through. Oh, bring back the Oilers, back to my. It's where they belong. Nashville, can you help me out? Take back the Oilers, the pride in Columbia Blue. Take back the Oilers, they'll help carry you through. Whoa. Take back the Oilers, back to your. It's where you belong. Yeah, come home to Houston. It's where they
like old Vaquero. if you call Texas home.
This podcast is sponsored by Play Classic Sports Simulation Board Games, spelled with two A's, P-L-A-A-Y. Realistic board game recreations of professional football, hockey, baseball, NASCAR, golf, and more. They cover nine sports in all, with a tenth, basketball, coming in 2022. You can relive great sessions of the past, create what-if matchups from different eras, and much more. It's fun. So if you're into sports history, you should check them out. That's Play with two A's, P-L-A-A-Y, classic.com. And don't forget to use the code SHN at checkout and get 10% off your first order.
Hey, are you ready for some football? Some fantasy football? How about some daily fantasy football? Silly questions, right? Of course you are. You're ready to talk some smack and win some cash every Sunday and Thursday and Monday and whenever there's football games. The Sports History Network invites you to play your daily fantasy football this season at ThriveFantasy.com. Thrive Fantasy offers hundreds of thousands, millions in cash every day on NBA, MLB, PGA, golf, cricket, esports, and of course, NFL football. And just to get the 2021 NFL season started right, Thrive Fantasy is holding its $100,000 guaranteed contest with a $20,000 first prize. Sign up with Thrive Fantasy today to get a 100% match bonus on your first deposit for up to $100 in free daily fantasy football play. Visit sportshistorynetwork.com/thrive. That's T-H-R-I-V-E. Or enter promo code SHN when depositing at the cashier. Join Thrive Fantasy today, earn cash prizes, and support great shows like this at the Sports History Network. Now that's a win-win-win situation for you to kick off your own NFL season.
At the Sports History Network, we're all about sports yesteryear, and so we're so pleased to introduce you to Row One, an online memorabilia gallery and shop that brings your sports history to life anywhere. The Row One Gallery includes over 5,200 gorgeously reproduced prints of team posters, game program covers, game tickets, advertisements, and more in baseball, pro and college football, pro and college basketball, and more. And any gallery item may be printed in a variety of sizes on wood, metal, canvas, acrylic, or poster paper. And in Row One Shop, check out the thousands more of unique items with a retro and historical designs dating back to 1876, including t-shirts, long sleeve shirts, phone cases, mugs, blankets, pillows, towels, and even shower curtains. Go to sportshistorynetwork.com, ROW number one, for access to the full Row One catalog and for gallery prints and gift items. Plus, get a 15% discount off all prints on the Row One Pictorum Gallery with coupon code SHN15. Follow the link on the show notes.
Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
The Pigskin Tales podcast is all about the lesser-known pro football players. Yes, there are stories about the ones we know, like Brad Tarkenton and Harold Red Grange. But have you ever heard of Ernie Nevers? How about Dave Osborne or even Grady Alderman? These men created their own path to the NFL. How did they do it? Listen to the Pigskin Tales podcast, now streaming on your favorite music platform. Go to pigskintales.com.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.